This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The U.S. military has formed a military tribunal to preside over the first trials of terror suspects held at Guantanamo Bay Naval Base. An Australian and two alleged bodyguards of Osama bin Laden will be the first defendants. The Pentagon announcement came a day after the Supreme Court ruled that prisoners at Guantanamo Bay can appeal their detention to civilian courts. Joining me now is Michael Greenberger, professor of law at the University of Maryland. Good morning.
Good morning.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that detainees held at Guantanamo Bay are entitled to their day in court. Now, does it matter whether it is a military or a civilian court?
Well, as a result of the Supreme Court decision 2 days ago, they have a right to go into a civilian court and to have their complaint that they were improperly arrested and they're not terrorists or involved with Al-Qaeda or the Taliban considered. It may very well be that a civilian court would want to have a military tribunal hear that issue first and then have the civilian court review it. But the tribunals that were set up yesterday was something that was put in motion long before the Supreme Court case. In fact, it emanates from a presidential order on November 13, 2001, and it was really designed to assume that they were properly being detained as combatants or enemy combatants, but that it was to resolve the question of whether they had violated laws of war, that is, whether they had substantively committed a crime beyond being a combatant. It's possible that the military tribunal could pass upon the issue of whether they're properly detained as a threshold matter, but that's not the right that the detainees received 2 days ago in the Supreme Court.
If a defendant loses a case before a military tribunal late down the way, can he appeal to civilian courts?
No. Well, the military, that's one of the complaints that the detainees have. In fact, one of the detainees, the Australian, Mr. Hicks, has a lawsuit pending claiming that the military tribunals that the president established on November 13, 2001 are illegal because there is no right to a review in a civilian court. Conceivably, you might be able to combine the victory they had 2 days ago and argue that that's the review, but I think what Mr. Hicks and his lawyer, the JAG officer who's defending him, is seeking a much broader, thorough right of review of military tribunals, as is true of court martials under the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Well, just briefly, this is a little confusing. Where will these proceedings take place? Here, Guantanamo?
The military tribunals to determine whether they violated the laws of war and have some substantive crime beyond being just a normal combatant will be conducted in Guantanamo Bay. Their right to get some kind of judicial review that they received 2 days ago, which raises principally the question of whether they're properly detained in the first place, that is, whether they're terrorists or members of Al-Qaeda, will be held in the United States District Court for the District of Columbia in Washington, D.C. And there, in that case, they want to examine the threshold issue of whether they were properly picked up and detained to begin with, that is, whether the allegation of the military that they're terrorists or Al-Qaeda members or members of the Taliban was correct, and whether they should be in prison to begin with. The military tribunal in Guantanamo Bay assumes that that detention was correct and looks more to their possible commission of the laws of war and some more serious crime.
Thanks very much. Law Professor Michael Greenberger is director of the Center for Health and Homeland Security at the University of Maryland.